B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Mozzarella sticks, chicken nuggets, taquitos, quesadillas. What am I listing?
Fried foods. Stuff you want to have, appetizers, finger foods at a party where you're throwing caution to the wind about calories and fat.
Or what my son eats almost every day.
That's a good list, Buck. Now, here's a better question. Is he learning this from you, or this is just what he'll, is that what you eat, or is this just what makes him happy?
Yeah, I'm not eating any of this. This is what makes him happy, and it is what is most convenient with our lifestyle to make very quickly that he'll enjoy. And I'm not happy with it, but it is what it is right now.
You know what you just did that made me think to myself, this guy, this Buck guy, he is self-aware. Boy, oh boy. Because I think a lot of people kid themselves about how good or how bad they eat in particular, or their children eat.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that list right there, hey, he's getting his calories. He's a grown boy. And so I think you try to pull what's in some of those. You're getting the dairy and the cheese, you know, or the calcium, right? You're getting, I mean, are we covering the four basic food groups? Maybe a little lacking on the vegetables, maybe a little high on the fried foods, right?
Maybe a little, maybe a lot. It's so bad. Come on, buddy, spinach, broccoli.
Here's the thing. How about when you go to a restaurant, every restaurant, have we talked about this before? Because I talk about this with everybody. Every restaurant that you go to, the only choice is for kids. The kids' menu is always the same every single time.
Yeah,
what is it?
Bad.
Cheeseburger, macaroni,
chicken tenders. Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah.
And then maybe whatever their specialty is. If it's an Italian restaurant, then they'll have spaghetti. That'll be the fifth item.
Almost the same everywhere. Yeah.
It's the same everywhere, and it's usually like French fries, or a fruit cup.
Right.
And a cookie. So it's sugar, sugar, sugar. You know what? I just realized something. We live in a crazy world.
Yeah.
We preach health and the importance of health. And yet with the people who are starting out in life, creating their habits, we load them up with sugar at every opportunity we can. And we are, not only are they starting out their life like that, so they're going to be accustomed to it, and they're going to be trained to eat processed, high fatty, high sugar content foods. But also, they're so little that it's going to affect them in worse ways, I would imagine.
God. I mean,
they can process it better because they're newer than us. Our livers don't work as well.
Yeah, you know? But their bodies are going to get used to it. And so from a young age, their bodies will be like, oh, we've had this since day one. You know,
yes.
And then when they're older, they try to get healthy. Their body's going to go, well, we've never had this healthy stuff. We're used to the fried, you know.
I know. And chemicals.
And the chemicals. And then everywhere we go. We went out to eat last night. And the first thing the waitress says is, would he like a Sprite with that? Now, my son is four. He's never had soda.
Yes.
And
kids don't eat soda.
A chore for me to block that from him.
Who tries to give it to him?
The waitress.
People on the street. Hey, kid, you want a soda?
Hey, kid, come down this alley. I got something for you. It's a Pepsi.
They're on every corner. Watch out for them. But the advertisements also.
Yeah.
I mean, even some of the kids' videos that Evelyn Jade watches, there will be like Coca-Cola bottles and, you know, so it is subliminal messages too.
Yeah. What do we do?
I don't know.
But see, when I get home from work, I don't have a lot of time to cook the healthiest meal. And I've got him. I know he loves chicken nuggets. And I know it's like 11 minutes in the oven.
Right.
Boom.
You know what you can do? There are, okay. Do you shop at Costco ever? It's in our neighborhood.
Yeah, but no, I have, but I don't anymore.
So I mentioned Costco because we go there, but I'm sure you can find comparable stuff at other grocery stores, but they have these and they're the industrial size. So you get a lot of them. But as far as frozen food goes, I found a couple good ones. They have dumplings, but they're not really fried. They're just the noodle, and inside them there's some chicken. And some, I mean, that doesn't sound great. I know. Okay, that's not a good example. But also, I'm thinking quick. But there's protein in those. Okay, and then they have these chicken and rice bags at Costco.
Yeah,
they are my favorite, and they're healthy. They're very healthy. They're 3 minutes in the microwave, and if you want to zhuzh them up and scramble an egg, and sometimes I'll do like an egg and ginger, and then I mix it all together. See, I don't know if your son would like this, but I know that part of the block to all of this is that the time factor. We're looking for quick fixes. We're looking for ease of preparation, and that's definitely one of them. Now, again, it's processed food, so how good can it really be? But it's rice and vegetables and chicken.
All right, when you get home with your daughter, does she ask for snacks? Like, does she ask for ice cream and all this?
The second I walk in the door.
The second you walk in.
Mm-hmm. I'm a food dispenser. I mean, I was a food dispenser literally for a while.
Right.
So
when dinner time comes and he's hungry, it's always a fight of, I want to give him a little something while I'm cooking. But then if I give him too much, then he won't eat. And it's like the perfect balance. But, you know, what do I do?
The tough thing, too, is I've always found with food, okay, yes, we want to steer them to make good choices. That's important. But as far as them just quantity or what they want at that moment in time, I'm kind of the mindset as an adult, I want to eat what I want to eat now. Like, who am I to be the governor for this? I know that sounds stupid, but for this little person, they know if they're hungry. They know if their belly is like, Mommy, I want that. It doesn't mean that she deserves to get, you know, cookies because she demands them. But if she says, if it's 9 o'clock at night and she's like, I think I want a pouch, you know, a vegetable pouch or an apple pouch, I feel bad if I don't give it to her because how do I know what her tummy feels like?
Yeah.
Or if she's just manipulating me and trying to stay up later.
Well, yeah. How do you know if she's just saying it because she thinks she's hungry? Mm-hmm. Or then you have to think to yourself, when is the last time that I saw this kid take a bite of something? It was about 4 hours ago.
Right.
Yes, you can have that.
Yes.
Would you like to? Okay.
I know. I feel like she knows best if she's hungry. I tell you right now, I know best when I'm hungry. Yeah. And I will gouge people's eyes out if I am like, you know, that blood sugar level is dropping. I'm no fun. So that's where my compassion lies.
Listen to this. I made my son toast this morning. He ate half of it. And then he says to me, I'm full. And then I said, okay, you're done. That's fine. And then he says, but I'm still hungry for something else. Oh.
You're full of this.
Full.
Yes.
Oh, so you don't want any more of this. he's still young. He's trying figure out what to say to not have that and have something else. No.
It's all how you present this.
Wait, let me ask you something.
Okay.
This is off the top of your head.
Uh-huh.
What is, I want to say the worst, what's the like most sugary dessert treat that you've ever let your daughter have? Maybe you split it with her. Maybe you got it for her on your own.
Okay. This is so bad. You know why I do. Yesterday, we were lying in bed. We woke up from our nap, and I just looked at her when we woke up. I go, do you want to have some bread pudding with Mama in bed?
Okay. Of course. She says yes. Because what kid would say no?
And we got the most delicious. It was mango bread pudding from Louis Pappas's the other day. It was like a splurge buy, and I had it in the fridge. So I went and I got it and brought it in bed. We just shared it, and it was so good. So that's the problem. I'm the problem because I'm teaching her to get excited about sweets.
That's it.
I just had a craving for it.
And you asked her,
uh-huh,
assuming she would say no or yes. Of course she's going to say yes. So it's almost like you're asking her, but you're telling her, we're about to do something really fun.
Yeah, really fun. And maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. I know. So we condition our kids this way. This is part of the fabric of our society. Okay, we're the problem, Buck.
We are the problem.
We're not the pusher. We're not the guy on the street corner with the Pepsi or the waitress with the Sprite, but we're part of the problem.
We're modern day drug dealers. And that drug being sugar.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Okay, so I want to take it a little different direction. And this more pertains to your eating habits. I'm just curious because this is a hot topic right now as everybody talks about a plant-based diet.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard of some of these shows on like Netflix. I think one of them is called What the Health. Have you heard of that?
Yeah,
Have you seen little bits of it? I know the premise, obviously. But a lot of people, I have friends who've watched What the Health. And next thing you know, they're like, no, I'm vegan. I don't eat anything that comes from an animal. And so we're going to hear from, in a few moments, we're going to hear from Dr. Sosa, Dr. John Sosa. love this guy, and he knows so much about, obviously he's a doctor and a general practitioner, and he knows so much about health, and he takes great care of himself, he takes care of his patients. So I give a lot of credence to what he has to say, but between you and I and everybody else listening, I haven't gotten on board yet with the plant-based diet. I believe people who tell me it's good, but I'm not there yet. So where are you on that scale?
I'm also not there yet. Mm-hmm. However, I did break through a certain type of meat, red meat.
Mm-hmm.
My wife kind of stopped eating it, and I've always grown up having red meat. But if you take a couple months off and then you have some red
tastes
meat.
Weird.
Tastes weird.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you feel it. You feel
it bogs you down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting.
It's a weird energy. So I noticed it, and so I stopped. And now, but I'm still doing regular meat, like
mm-hmm.
chicken.
What
and
about
stuff,
pork?
Fish. Yeah, I like pork,
mm-hmm.
but not a lot. Just
right.
Just every now and
then.
You
know what else is really tough is there's so much propaganda because I had some weird cravings for pork. And I was eating
in bed?
Pulled pork, not in bed, not with the bread pudding, pork and sausages. And I went to this graduation party, I ate so much pork and sausage, I don't know what to do with myself. And so I Googled it, is it really that bad for you? And sure enough, I could find both sides. So that was cool.
Okay.
And so the pork propagandists, you know, the other white meat people who push all that out, they've gotten to some news publications because you could find some articles which said why it was good for you. And I can't remember the reasons off the top of my head, but I love to read articles that explain green tea is good for you because it helps you burn fat. It does this.
Okay.
This one has flavonoids, so it does this. This has, you know, whatever chemical that's good for you. Blueberries
right.
help prevent Alzheimer's. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But I like all that stuff. So it's just hard to sift through all the information and figure out what is really good for you, what is not. We know natural is. We know less preservatives is. We know less processed food is. We know the outer levels of the outer parts of the grocery store is better to shop than other places. But it's really hard to implement that all the time, especially when you're craving whatever you're craving, bread pudding or fried food, French
fries.
It's
so much. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to eat what I'm going to eat, but I'm just going to do small portions and keep an eye on it and don't add sugar.
Mm-hmm. Don't add sugar. I'm not there to the plant-based diet yet, but Dr. Sosa is, and we're going to hear from him in just a moment. And I feel like sometimes when I eat red meat, I feel like I was really craving it. So my iron must be low. But as Dr. Sosa reminds me, hey, you can get that from spinach too.
Huh?
So you can find all those replacements. So all this talk, I'm actually going to Ford's Garage for dinner tonight.
I'm so hungry right now.
I know. I'm starved. Have you been to Ford's Garage?
Yeah.
That's our neighborhood. Okay. They have the best vegetarian burger I've ever had in
really?
My life. If you want a veggie burger, some are gross, some are good. Ford's Garage has a killer veggie burger. Another place, if you travel to Chicago, you can get the best veggie burger I've had in my life at Harry Carey's on Navy Pier. So, there you go.
Fun fact,
mm-hmm.
I've never had a veggie burger, and nah.
Not going to?
No.
But you said you cut back on your red meat.
I did. I'll just get some chicken.
Hamburgers,
or,
red meat. Or you just avoid it altogether.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, I'm not going to get a veggie burger.
This veggie burger at Ford's Garage tastes like
the real deal.
Yes.
The real
yes.
deal. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'll have a look.
Okay.
I'll see. Does it have a picture in
mm-hmm.
the menu I can
mm-hmm.
look at?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And you'll take, you got to see it to believe it. You got to taste it to believe it, Buck. Okay, now we're going to speak with an expert. Buck and I have just been spitballing, throwing our ideas about diet and nutrition against the wall here. But we're going to talk to Dr. John Sosa. He's with 4Care Medical Group, and he's got a lot of good information about how we can eliminate those processed foods from our diets. Dr. Sosa, so good to see you.
Hi, nice to see you as well.
We're talking about something today that is one of my favorite things to talk about, nutrition. And specifically processed food. And it's funny because I feel like I pat myself on the back because I feel like with my daughter, I expose her to so many foods. That girl will eat kimchi soup.
That's
mean,
awesome.
She is very, you know, exotic, I
yep.
should say, in her taste, not afraid to try anything. But it's so easy to give her packaged foods. And I catch myself doing it all the time. It's the easiest thing to grab. That's what our pantry has a lot of, you know,
yes.
we buy the stuff in bulk. And that's something that is really going to harm us all down the road, whether we're kids or adults.
That's exactly
right. So that's the
right.
focus of today. What can you tell us just right off the bat? Processed food. Steer clear.
What it's, do you bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. So, you know, some people would call this, you know, the part of the sad or the standard American diet or the crap diet, calorie rich and processed, because we're so inundated with eating all these terrible foods, and we'll get to it in a minute, but this was one of the first research studies that we may talk about that kind of show that eating these specific foods is bad for you and causes weight gain. But, you know, most of us are exposed to this stuff, you know, just nonstop. I guess let's clarify, what is processed food?
That's
basically
a good place to start, yes.
So again, it kind of dominates our diets, unfortunately, and it's made from sort of this cheap industrial, you know, ingredients that are engineered to be really tasty. They're generally high in fat, sugar, salt, and refined low fiber grains. And so they're sort of the obvious things that we know of: chips, candy, packaged desserts, a lot of packaged food, sort of ready to eat stuff, like what you just mentioned, like little easy things that it's really easy to give kids, especially. But it's also things that are sort of the not so obvious things that are considered not great, like some of the Greek yogurts, because it's like, oh, well, yeah, it's quote unquote natural, you know, but they've got all this fruit and sugar in them and things like that.
See, I thought when I ate Greek yogurt that I was good, that's on the list of a healthy food. I'm good, right?
Well, we can get into that.
Okay. What about if it has nothing in it? It's just plain Greek yogurt. Is that okay?
It depends where we want to go with this discussion.
If we're
talking about, you know, animal protein and fat and cholesterol and all these other things, but other things like breakfast cereals and Honey Nut Cheerios and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, white breads and deli meats and deli products and processed meat.
Mm-hmm.
This is all processed foods, basically. They have a billion ingredients. If you look at the label on the back, if it's got, you know, a bajillion ingredients, it's probably a processed food. It's not a natural food. So
that's crazy. And like we said, they're everywhere. Even hamburger, some hamburger can be classified as processed.
I mean, potentially. I mean, yeah, it's processed. They, you know, especially if you buy,
if it's not the grass fed, you want to buy grass fed. What can I eat?
Where
Dr.
do you
Sosa?
Want me to go with this?
It's, you know what it sounds like? It sounds a lot like that argument for what is organic.
Right.
Is organic just the actual vegetables that haven't been sprayed with pesticides,
right?
Or is it the soil and what's in the soil? Like,
right,
you can go to multiple,
right,
you can go to whatever depth you want to, yep, to trace back to what's been processed.
Right, exactly. So
what should we eat?
So ultimately, we should be eating a diet that's mostly consists of, you know, whole plant foods, you know, fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds, legumes, whole grains. And let me inject this. I'm plant-based, 100% plant-based.
So I was going to ask you that.
So that's
interesting.
That's
you're vegetarian. Okay.
I'm actually vegan. Well, maybe not specifically vegan.
So vegan
I'm
means you
leather
don't
or something like that. But
vegan means you don't wear you don't drink milk.
I don't eat or drink any animal products. Basically,
so you don't eat eggs.
No,
you don't
eggs.
Eat. Okay.
Nothing.
Yes, an egg comes.
Nothing
from
that had a mother. Basically.
Okay.
So
no cheese. Well,
with that
Dr. Sosa, you're killing me. No cheese.
I know. So, but with that being said, you know, we know that the healthiest form of eating is eating more of a plant-based diet. Now, whether or not you choose to eat, you know, meat, dairy, and eggs and things like that, I will say that if you're going to eat those things, you want to try and eat less of them because of the mere fact of the presence of saturated fat and cholesterol. And there's overwhelming evidence that showed that those are the things that lead to chronic diseases.
You're my doctor, so I take your word on everything you say. But sometimes I have these cravings for a steak or hamburger. I don't eat it often, but,
right,
you know, once a week I probably do have something in the meat family like that. And I feel like it's good for me because of the iron. But I know what you would say. You can get iron elsewhere.
I'm going to tell you, you can get iron from green leafy vegetables and other foods. And you don't need to, you know, have a steak to get your protein, your,
what about these teeth,
you know,
right,
iron. What, those little tiny things? Those little tiny things that
I'm pointing to my canines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those are not really very effective at ripping and shredding apart an animal. So it's funny because I've heard, you know, stories where somebody will say, well, you know what? Let's let a goat loose down here. And not only can you chase that thing, and if you do happen to chase that thing, or maybe a squirrel, if you're able to catch it, what are the chances you can rip that animal apart with your little tiny canines and eat that animal? It's not going to happen, you know, because, yeah, we have the ability, because we're really smart and evolved, that we can kill it and cook it. But if you didn't have that ability, yeah, your teeth aren't so hot at, you know, ripping and shredding
flesh
apart like, you know, the way a tiger, a lion, or other carnivores are.
You're right. That is true. So how bad are processed foods for you? What are they doing to your body?
We can point. So let's talk about this study, actually. This was published last month by researchers at the National Institute of Health. And it was published in a very reputable journal called Cell Metabolism. And it was titled, I'll read you the title here, Ultra-Processed Diets Cause Excess Calorie Intake and Weight Gain, an Inpatient Randomized Control Trial of Ad Libitum Food Intake, which means people get to eat as much as they want.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a really cool study because, so they took 20 people, 10 men and 10 women, and a lot of people would say, well, that's 20 people. What are you going to get out of 20 people? It's such a tiny study.
Mm-hmm.
But they basically isolated these people in a research facility for 4 weeks and said, that's really hard to do, is just to find 20 people who are willing to do that. But the cool thing is you can control for every variable, how much they exercise, you can measure their sleep, you can measure all these different blood levels and all this cool stuff. And then say, and what they did was basically they gave people an ultra processed diet. I can read some of the specific examples of foods that they gave these people. So they gave them this ultra processed diet for 2 weeks. And then they randomized them, and then that group ate the unprocessed or minimally processed diet of healthier foods, basically.
And they did this for a week?
They did this for 2 weeks each.
2 weeks each, okay.
All these people did it for 2 weeks. And ultimately what they found is people that ate the ultra-processed diet, they gained an average of 2 pounds, whereas people that ate the unprocessed diet lost 2 pounds. And both diets had the same number of calories, protein, fat, fiber,
Fascinating. They kept it the same. That seems like it would be hard to do when you have the processed foods, but you could those components.
And
okay.
What they found ultimately was the people that were eating the ultra processed diet, they gained weight because they ate more.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to eat more of this stuff, basically, and it wasn't because it tasted better. They actually documented that this food didn't taste any better. They just ate more. So, the question is, why did they eat more? And ultimately, they were able to measure all these hormones and these hunger hormones and things like that. And on the unprocessed diet, so we'll call that the healthier diet, so there were higher levels of these appetite-suppressing hormones called PYY and lower levels of this hunger hormone called ghrelin, which you may have heard about.
I feel like I've heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, so that may explain why people on the healthier diet actually ate fewer calories, whereas people on the ultra-processed or we call it the crappier diet, basically, those hormones were flipped and those people actually ended up eating more and they gained weight. So pretty crazy.
I forget the word. I can picture it. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Satiated.
Yes. Because the vegetables make you feel more full as well with all the fiber.
They do.
That probably helps too.
That's exactly right. And, it's interesting. They were also able to say, and part of the reason these people may have gained weight is they ate more carbs, they ate more fat, and they actually ate faster than the people in the other group because of that fiber, like you mentioned, and other factors. When you eat a lot of these processed foods are they're easy to eat. It's easy to chew. They go down faster. You don't have to chew them as much, and your stomach doesn't catch up with your brain to send that signal saying I'm full. So you end up eating more and more and more, and it takes a longer time to get that signal sent to your brain to say, stop eating, we're full.
Mm-hmm.
So before you know it, boom, you've eaten an extra 500 calories, and several weeks later, here you are, and you're 2 pounds heavier.
Exactly.
So
it's interesting. I just saw this study the other day, and male fertility is being irreversibly damaged by a diet of Western junk food by the time men reach 18 years old.
It's crazy. It's nuts.
Can that be true? It is.
I'd have to read the study, but I would generally say yes.
And what you've seen in these other studies, why wouldn't it be?
Yep, that's exactly right.
And so you just have to imagine that what you're putting in your body affects you at the cellular level.
That's exactly right.
So that's so interesting. Okay, so Dr. Sosa, in practice, how do we shop? How do we make choices where we're helping a busy family? I think that's one of the factors too. People are so busy nowadays.
Right.
That's why you go to the easier, quicker fix.
Right. And it's interesting because the authors of the study actually sort of put it out there at the end of their part of their conclusion was sort of to challenge the food industry and say, how do we sort of preserve the convenience, the abundance and low cost of food without sort of sacrificing health? So basically saying, how do we make these processed foods healthier? I'm not sure that's necessarily what we should be hearing.
Mm-hmm.
We should be telling people, you know, eat more healthier foods, basically,
right.
more fruits and vegetables and things like that. And yes, it does take longer to cook some of these things. And, you know, you do have to have a little bit of cooking skill to put some of these things
sure.
together. But, you know, take it from the single guy here who's got to prepare things really quick and doesn't really cook a whole lot, where I can have a pretty good can of, you know, organic, you know, vegetable soup in a BPA-free can and some rice, and you throw in some frozen veggies that you throw in a microwave.
And put it together.
And have some fruit with
yeah.
it and, you know, a little side of nuts, and all of a sudden you've got a pretty healthy lunch, basically.
Sure.
So the other thing, too, is, you know, for families, you know, you can meal prep, you know, you do it on Sunday where you cook for the rest of the week, or you cook for a few days. And, you know, you portion it out so that families can, you know, you have something to go on the run. But also, rather than sort of using the excuse of, you know, we don't have a lot of time, you know, instead of grabbing a bag of chips, grab a banana, grab some grapes, grab some fruit, you know, some
mm-hmm.
nuts, you know, some make, you know, just, I try and tell patients, just make healthier choices
right.
In general. So, and kind of focus on that. And if you're eating better, mm-hmm. you don't need to focus on the calorie intake. People are obsessed with calories, and I'm eating 1,200 calories, and I'm eating 1,500. We're really bad at gauging how many calories we actually eat.
I know.
And we end up eating more than we actually think we do.
Of course.
And there's so much out there as far as, oh, you should eat six times a day, and you should do this, and you should do intermittent fasting, and it's just
think about what you put in your body.
And think about what mm-hmm. you put in there, and try and eat more minimally processed foods, more whole foods, fruits, veggies, beans, nuts, and trying to, like I said, decrease intake of sources of saturated fat and cholesterol. And those are all animal-based products for the most part. So.
Absolutely. Dr. Sosa, where can we find you now? Your new practice, how do you like it?
Things are wonderful. Things are great. So I'm doing primary care as I always have been. But we have a little bit of a unique concept there where we're also doing clinical trials. So I myself haven't started any trials specifically, but that's, you know, one of the big focuses of our group is. So we have a few different specialties. So there's two of us in primary care. There's dermatology and rheumatology, and there potentially could be other specialties on the way. And then I'm at 4Care East on Florida and Bears. 4Care West is dermatology only. 4Care East is primary care, dermatology, and rheumatology.
We're so happy for you, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for hanging out with us on the PG Parental Guidance Needed podcast. Talk to you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.